This is Mustangs Football from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to King's College. We're joined now by Stevenson head coach Ed Hoddle. I think he's so excited to see us because it's warm in here and not freezing down on the field. Coach, you kind of said it yourself looking at the stat sheet, an ugly one, an ugly day, but they all count the same when it's a win in the win column.
Yeah, they do. You know, I mean, hats off to our entire program, I think, as you look at the back and forth and, you know, one touchdown scored in 60 minutes between two pretty good football teams. I think, you know, we were able to be pretty resilient and, you know, hats off to them. They hung together and got it done when they needed to get done.
In addition to Corey Petrick, who we're going to talk to after you, it just seemed like every person on the defense in particular did a little something to make a big play and make a stand. Just talk about the overall team play of a unit that has really taken a step last year and an even bigger step this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about having each other's back all the time, you know, and you never know when it's going to be your opportunity to make a big play. And, having, you know, guys being disciplined in their approach to the game. And, you know, probably one of the more exciting things watching this game today was, I can hear guys calling out plays based on formation and scouting reports. I know they're doing their homework. I know they're watching their film. And, you know, guys coming up, Billy had the big pick. Shane had the pick. Corey with several big plays. D-line stepping up big, some backup D linemen, you know, our second group D linemen coming up with a big sack on third down. I mean, you can go down the list of guys, and you know, it was great to see, you know, everybody when they had an opportunity to make a play, it seemed like they were coming up big.
Coach, how much was the weather a factor in both defenses doing well against both offenses?
Well, it was kind of interesting. You know, you buy these composite balls and you spend all this money on these gloves and things. And, you know, when the ball gets wet and heavy and, you know, in the second quarter and the fourth quarter, it makes it real, real difficult to throw. I actually put my hands on one of the balls at some point after a punt that had rolled out of bounds. And, that ball, it was in bad shape. So I think it affected both offenses a significant amount just from the, you know, being able to handle the ball, especially in the passing game. It definitely throws quarterbacks off, and you know, as you get into the game, the ball gets heavier and heavier, and the timing routes, you know, it just wreaks havoc on what you do offensively.
Taking care of the ball was big for you guys, of course, coming into this year and in any year. But you know, with you mentioned the weather, and your defense did a great job in getting turnovers on the Kings' offense, but decent job of handling the ball and making sure there weren't any turnovers on the offensive end too.
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple of picks, I think. But again, I think that's indicative of the weather conditions a little bit. Trying to force some big plays different portions during the game. But yeah, the running backs, you know, EP and Marcus and Jair Bragg, those guys did a great job handling the ball today. And you know, it was it's nice to see, because I know those guys have spent a lot of time and effort into ball security.
Coach, ball security and discipline, things you've talked about for the last couple of years. I mean, how good does it feel to look at a game like this? And it seemed like every time there's a momentum type of flag, it was never on you guys today. It was always on the other team. And it seems like, you know, last year, that wasn't always the case.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to see. I don't want to speak too soon on that, because it can go the other way here next week. But, you know, it's nice to see our guys playing with discipline and playing with class. And, again, it's something that we've talked about extensively. That's in my every week list of reminders for the guys before we take the field. My last words to the team before we go, you know, rule number one is, you know, have each other's back. And rule number two, stay disciplined. So, it's great to see the guys, again, looking after each other, pulling each other out of bad situations. I think it's a credit to those guys.
Last question for me. I recall in the first game last year, I think where you told Sid in the pregame that, man, it would be really nice if we could shave another 19 points or so off the points allowed average for the season. It's a long way to go this year, but zero's got to feel good.
Yeah, it's the first shutout in program history, and I'm ecstatic for the guys on the defensive side of the ball, and you know, very, very happy for Coach Johnson. But like you said, you know, this conference, they're few and far between. And I think as you look at it, we still have some things to clean up. So I think we can get better from this point.
Well, another first for you guys, first ever back-to-back road wins. How many times you can do that with 163 yards of total offense?
Probably not very often. But, you know, again, you know, we made the plays when we needed to make the plays. And, you know, we needed one drive, and we got that one drive. So I'm proud of the effort, and and we're ready to get rolling on Lebanon Valley.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you later in the week about Lebanon Valley. That'll be a big home opener next week. You guys going in at 2-0, and they're always a tough team.
Tough, physical, big. Absolutely, it's going to be, that's old fashioned football when those guys come to town. So but we'll be excited and ready for the challenge.
Well, it's certainly better to have them coming to Owings Mills than that long drive there.
So. Absolutely.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks a lot. We'll be right back with our player of the game, Corey Petrick. 7-0 Stevens in the final. We'll be right back with our player of the game. Welcome back to the Mustangs All Access Postgame Show. We're joined now by our player of the game, and of course it comes from the defensive side in this shutout. Corey Petrick leading the way, 13 tackles. Corey, it seemed like today, every time we called a big defensive play, 22 was involved, either making the tackle, helping on the tackle, knocking down a pass. How did the defense look from your perspective?
The defense looked really good. Everyone was getting to their drops. I mean, every single player was doing their job, and that's basically what a defense is. If everyone does their job, they're 1/11th, and everything will be fine.
Yeah, and you take a look at the defense has come a long way, and you were here your first year last year, and we saw you got more time throughout the second part of the year. But how far has this defense come? And this is even before you got here, the days of giving up 40 points a game. A zero today.
The zero feels really good, and I put that all on the defensive coordinator, Coach Johnson. He did a really good job today. He called every single play. Our homework, he prepared us so well. I mean, I feel like I knew every single play that they were running on every down. I could call everything.
What's it like for you on defense? I mean, obviously they run an offense similar to yours, a lot of fake handoffs or misdirection. You mentioned the homework and knowing what they're going to run. I mean, do you actually know that they're going to fake the handoff on certain plays, or are you just following the ball at that point?
I mean, it's all about reading your keys on defense. If everyone reads, I mean, you have to read your keys. I mean, you have no idea when a play action is going to happen, but thinking from a coaching's perspective, third and long, you're thinking screen, draw, pass. You just have to think of as a coach.
In your section of the defense, still with last year, you still have four linebackers in that defense last year. Looking at the roster and the two deeps, there's so many players that have returned. And I bet that has helped a little bit too. Despite the change in coordinator, that part of all you guys being together has helped.
Yeah, I mean, our defense is a family. Like, we are together all the time back at home. We're always studying, always watching film together, and I think that helps because we understand one another and where we're going to be on the field.
You said before we came on the air you had two go through your hands. I was thinking about that one late that went through your hands and Robinson caught it. How great did it feel for you? How bad did it feel when you saw him catch it? How great did it feel when you saw the flag down at the other end?
The flag was, I love the flag. But watching that ball go through my hand, or letting that ball go through my hands, I looked down, I couldn't believe it. I've never had that issue. I mean, the ball was really wet today. The conditions were terrible. I mean, it was raining, I think, the whole entire game, and it's just starting to slow up now, but yeah.
But not only did it go through your hands, it went 5 yards past you, and it went right to him for a first down. I mean, that would have been a huge first down for them.
Yeah, it would have been a huge first down. I mean, there's nothing I could do. I mean, I let the ball go right through my hands and got to live to play another down.
Last question from me, how good is it going to be home next week?
Oh, it looks really good, but this win, we enjoy it for today, tomorrow, but then we're looking forward to Lev Val coming home for opening game.
Coach has said your nickname is Peaches. Where did that come from?
That would be Donnell Brown. One day in practice, he just called me Peaches, and Coach Otto was walking by and goes, "Peaches, I like that nickname. I'm just going to stick with you." And I was just looked down, shook my head, and all the time, I get Peaches now.
They yell it on the sideline when you make a big play?
Yeah, they're yelling Peaches. I mean,
do you like Peaches?
There's nothing I can do about it. There's people in school calling me Peaches now.
All right, well, that's a good thing as long as we keep saying your name on the radio. We keep saying the real name. Congratulations, Corey. You guys are 2-0, back-to-back road wins. We'll see you at home next week.
Thank you.
All right, that was Corey Petrick, 13 tackles today, our player of the game, the defense, the stars of the game, all of them, shutting out King's College 7-0. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.